This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. This episode is all about the contact page. Without it, your business website is going to potentially have some problems. My goal is to go over what a contact page actually is, why you need one, and what you could include on it. When you think of your favourite website or one that you use frequently, do you think of how wonderful their contact page really is? Probably not. However, the contact page is typically one of the most visited pages on a website, particularly for businesses. The reason? It is the easiest and most secure way for potential customers to get in touch. The title of the page is clear and unambiguous. You kind of know what you're getting if you click on that page title. Just a quick disclaimer before I move on. What makes a great contact page for me and my business may be completely wrong for your business. It's subjective and will depend on what you want the user to do when they hit contact. It must also reflect your brand and be consistent with the style, design, and tone of your website overall. So, as a general rule of thumb, I include the following five key elements on the contact pages of my own clients' websites. Number one, a short, snappy sentence to say why they should contact you. This may seem obvious to you, but sometimes it's better to be crystal clear and intentional with your copy rather than leaving it to chance. For example, it might say something simple like, to find out more about my awesome new service, fill in the contact form. Or it might be a bit more lengthy, perhaps describing how quickly they'll get a reply, such as on my own website's contact page, where I state very clearly that I'll reply within 48 hours. Number two. Direct contact information, i.e. at least one way they can directly contact you, such as an email address or a phone number. There are many people who don't want to fill out a contact form and, well, that's fine, but you should still try and engage with them. Number three, contact form. Aha. So, a simple contact form asks for your name, email address, and the message you wish to share with that business. It might be inquiring about one of the services. It might be asking about the dimensions of a product sold on that website, or it may be someone asking about opening hours. This is the most common type of contact form that you'll find on a website. However, if you want to level up your contact form, you can use it to help speed up the purchasing process. For example, if you sell bespoke wooden cabinets, adding questions to your contact form, such as when you want your cabinet to be made, what wood you'd like it to be made of, etc., etc., it gives you more information about that potential customer than you would have if you'd left it as a generic message box. In fact, this style of contact form may also be better for that potential customer. You see, they may not have considered what wood they'd like their cabinet to be made of. They may not have thought about when they wanted to receive the finished product. It may actually help them solidify what they're looking for. However, the downside to this leveling up approach is that some people don't know what they want. They really don't. They haven't measured the space they've got for the bespoke wooden cabinet. They've got no idea when they want the project to start. They just want a cabinet. If you do decide to add questions to your contact form, try not to add too many. Remember, they've hit send on the contact form because they're interested, so try not to scare them away. We could take the contact form a step further by using conditional logic. Ooh, I love this sort of stuff. This is top level, and I get very excited when I see someone using this on their website. It tailors the contact form to each potential customer. It selects the next question based on your answer to the previous one. This means that from your website visitor's point of view, they don't have to wade through a ton of irrelevant questions and they only fill in what's fitting to their situation or inquiry. Number four, social media links. I like to use neat little icons here so your potential customer can engage with you on another platform. It's a great way to instantly show where people can find you. And well, everyone loves to see what others are up to on social media, right? And number five, we've got internal linking. This is a way to keep them on your website by providing them with something else to do once they've hit the submit button on your contact form or perhaps sent you an email using the direct contact method. For example, so you might have a frequently asked question section or a new blog post that you'd like to direct them towards. It's great for SEO too, as it shows those search engines everything you have on your website flows from page to page. It's related and in turn relevant. As well as those five key elements, there's some other stuff that I like to include if it's applicable to that business. Does your business run from a shop? Does it have an office? Is it somewhere you want the customers to visit? These are all questions I ask. If so, you're going to want to add an address, a map with directions. Perhaps you don't want potential customers turning up on the wrong day or the wrong time. Your contact page is a great place to put your opening hours. Before I wrap up this episode, I think it's also important that if you use a contact form on your contact page, that you consider the customer journey. Have you been on a website before and hit that submit button and then a little teeny tiny message appears to thank you for filling in your form? It's great, isn't it? What happens next though? Some websites keep you on that contact page. Some whisk you off to another place on the website. Instead of a message, some websites go for the full-on thank you page. Whatever you decide to do, remember, it's quite nice to be thanked for getting in touch. It's the little details that make the difference. All in all, a contact page shouldn't be an afterthought. It should be an integral part of your website planning journey. It gives your potential new customers a chance to get in touch with you and your business. It's such a lovely way of opening the door for new opportunities without being too salesy or too all about the marketing. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.